ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। Somebody has asked, what's the difference between religion and spirituality? A good thing to know. So, spirituality is the essence, and one of the most important things is, spirituality emphasizes that you can experience your own spirit. To be spiritual means to rise above the temptations of body and senses and to realize the final truth is to be spiritual. To be religious means observing rituals, rites. Religions have their specific rituals, rites. This is the manner in which you will ignite the fire, the candle will be put here, this Ganesh ji there, all that like this, or you will sit like this, and here are certain passages, I speak, you repeat, like, so religion prescribes certain rites, rituals. In religion, there is more emphasis on ceremonies. Everywhere, in all the religions, you see Pope having that thing, you see, on the head, like that, having a long staff, three persons on the left, two persons on the right, with that robe. So the Pope is there in Rome. Here also, among the Hindus, like that, to all that, and the mullahs having beard, like everywhere. It is not the monks having clean shave, the Buddhists having a one saffron type of thing like this. They consider only those who are wearing the least possible clothes, only one is sufficient, and having no hair on head, they are the Buddhas, Buddhists. We are the Buddhists. More emphasis on the outward things. You see, by the way, I may tell you, it is one of the reasons that many people who happen to know about me, they don't consider me at all of any worth. They say, the most useless man. He has nothing. He does not have beard, no saffron cloth. And sometimes he is in the kurta and pyjama, sometimes he is seen in bush shirt and all that, and I have no problem, I can put on tie also. Because I don't see any contradiction in that. If there is very cold, you put on that sweater or, you see, if I happen to go to Moscow, I will put on that coat, big one, and all that. And here, if I put on that coat in May, when the temperature is 48, then what will happen? But they associate, the religious people, no, religious man should be like this everywhere. Spirit is the essence. So we are concerned with the essence. Finally, I would say, spirituality means loving the whole humanity. And not only humanity, everything in the universe. Spirituality means love. Essence. Essence is love. So, but we have nothing against any religion. All religions are invited. Okay, come on. No problem. Anybody? As things are developing these days, many conservative and extremist people are there in every religion. They are extreme. I tell you, extremist people are in every religion. In Christianity also, in Hinduism also, in Muslims also. In Muslims perhaps more these days, somehow things are happening. Maybe a historical background. Anyhow, when I was in another city, a Muslim used to come every day in this asana. Not many, they don't come many. Anyway, so spirituality is concerned with spirit, the inner essence, the real thing. And religion is a sort of garment. Spirituality is the spirit. You see? like a little idea I have given you, they are mixed also. You can't have a watertight compartment. There's no division like that, that if here religion ends and here spirituality begins. They are mixed up. In religion also, the Ten Commandments by Lord Christ, who can refute them? I would consider such a person not fair and not at all just person. The Ten Commandments, after all, for the whole humanity. It is spirituality. What else is there in that? For the guidance of the whole world. The question is of following them. But this truth also, that on this topic, in this sphere, great research happened here in this country. There were certain reasons in the olden times. Tropical climate, very easy it was to earn your livelihood. So much fertile land, so much water, changing climates, so many fruits and vegetables, abundance of them, and milk and everything. And then people were using their minds to know the final truth from many directions. So many those channels developed through which truth can be experienced, the final truth can be experienced. Yoga is one of them. For example, that great work, Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, they can't be refuted by anybody in the whole world. They are science, definitely science. One of the good interpretations, a comment is by Tamney. Somebody wants to have, it is available in England also, or elsewhere, Science of Yoga by Professor Tamney. It is there with me also. It is published by Theosophical Society, an international body. I found it nice. It is a science. In the sense, it starts from the very beginning. What is yoga? Chittavritti Nirodha Yoga, the first sutra. When there are no modifications of your mind, when there are no waves developing in your mind, and the mind is there, the full awareness, without any waves, then you are one with God. From here it starts, from the very beginning. He gives the definition of union with God in words. That this is known, this is union with God. When you are fully aware, without a ripple in the mind, no thought, nothing, then you have the greatest bliss inside and you are one with God. It is the first sutra. It starts from here. But then it goes on that how it happened and what are the difficulties, what are the obstructions and how can they be removed. All that in four different chapters. I am referring to this. Anybody who wants to understand spirituality as a science can study it and try one's intellect, and also ego will go away by trying if one can suggest some modification in it, amendment. Because these days most of the minds are such, they think all like they were written about 5,000 years ago, but humanity has advanced. I may be able to say something new, all right, say. It will be difficult for you to understand it even. What to amend? Like this. So it is a science, complete. One must give time and energy. These things need time and energy. See, we give 20 years or 25 years or 30 years or sometimes more than that just to become able to earn our livelihood. 20 years, 30 years, we study and have some professional expertise or become capable to earn in business or anywhere in some science and art, anything. And we want to realize self just in a day. I am here for a week. Why self-realization has not happened? My goodness. The greatest thing you want in 7 days. This is a life process. Gone doing it. Right, some idea I gave, but there's no that division. You, nobody can have, things are connected with each other.